Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. You may have committed adultery in your lifetime, and surely you know some people who have. But has there ever been any doubt in your mind about its sinfulness? You may have even defended the right of persons like Jackie Kennedy or Shirley MacLaine to commit adultery. But deep down in your soul, do you not know how destructive and diabolical adultery is? When politicians are known to be adulterers, does that in any way make a difference in your vote? If a man or a woman will lie to his or her mate and break sacred promises made at the marriage altar, do you think that person still deserves your vote and your confidence? You may or may not be a Bible student, but you know for sure what the Scriptures teach about adultery. You may not be able to cite book, chapter, and verse, but you know Jesus and His apostles strongly opposed adultery. Will you please listen to what the Son of God said about adultery? You have heard that it was said by them of old time, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say unto you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 5:27-28. Before we discuss the preceding passage, let me read two more verses from Matthew 5. It has been said, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced commits adultery." Matthew 5:31-32. Some form of the word adultery is used 35 times in the New Testament. In addition, the word fornication is also used to mean what we call adultery. For example, Jesus said, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whoso marries her who is put away commits adultery." Matthew 19:9. The word fornication in this verse plainly refers to adultery. The word fornication means any kind of sexual immorality. In Matthew 19:9, the word fornication clearly means adultery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was contrasting His teachings with those of old time, in this case, the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows what God revealed in the Old Covenant. God could not have spoken more plainly or more emphatically when He said to the Jews through His servant Moses, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Exodus 20:14. You may or may not agree with the sacred record, but you would have great difficulty misunderstanding what God said. Generally speaking, men and women have not engaged in sexual immorality because they failed to comprehend the Word of God, but because they intended to follow their own desires and inclinations regardless of what God said. Will you please listen to what Paul wrote about adultery and other sins? "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Tragically, the majority of men, if national surveys are to be believed, and a substantial number of women, at some times during their marital careers, have been guilty of adultery. They may have repented and been forgiven, and we hope and pray they have. But adultery is a very serious breach of trust within marriage. In some cases, it seems to be harder to accept than the death of a spouse. It must not be accepted lightly. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.